Welcome to another Innovation Forum podcast. I'm at the offices of Freshfields Brookhouse Deringer at Innovation Forum's Modern Slavery, Forced Labour and Human Rights Conference in London. And I'm with Michelle Bramley, Global Head of Knowledge with Freshfields Brookhouse Deringer. Welcome, Michelle.
Hi, Ian. Nice to see you.
We've just been talking about how legislation around modern slavery and business and human rights is evolving. Can you just kick us off by giving us a bit of a summary as to the trends that you're seeing?
Well, I think we're certainly seeing an expansion, if you like, of modern slavery requirements across jurisdictions. So we've obviously had the Californian legislation, the UK legislation. We've actually got the Australian Commonwealth legislation expected to come onto the statute books by the end of this year. We're also seeing a move, if you like, in terms of moving beyond modern slavery to a focus also on human rights more broadly, as we're seeing, for example, with, again, on the statute books, the French duty of vigilance law. But we have a range of other proposals waiting to hit statute books. So, for example, Switzerland has a proposal to introduce legislation which would require companies to conduct due diligence in relation to human rights, albeit in a voluntary context, but we have Germany having, again, requirements on companies to conduct due diligence in the human rights context. And the German government has actually said that it's voluntary up until 2020, and if they don't get the level of take-up that they expect from companies, they will actually think about making that compulsory.
What's the direction of travel? I mean, it strikes me we've got now voluntary reporting requirements, mandatory reporting requirements, and then a move towards actual due diligence. If you're approaching this for the first time, it seems like a kind of cross-patrick approach. So what's the direction of travel, really?
So I see the direction travel as definitely being a move from the reporting requirements to positive duties to act. And that's what we see, for example, in the French duty of vigilance law. That's what we're seeing with the Swiss law proposal. And albeit voluntary in Germany, that is effectively what is being required of German companies as well.
When you're advising your clients, what do you say to them? Do you say you really have to go for the high watermark of the French type approach? Is that really what businesses need to do? Or can they get away with sort of, well, doing it somewhere and then not worrying about it elsewhere?
When advising clients on this, you always have to think about where their footprint is and whether or not they will be caught by legislation. At the end of the day, clients, if they're subject to that high watermark in some parts of the business in which they operate or the jurisdictions in which they operate, my view on that would be better to take a global approach and apply that across the business. But obviously, if you're not a company that's subject to the French duty of vigilance law, but you are, for example, subject to the UK Modern Slavery Act, then it's an individual decision for the company as to how far they want to go. I would be saying at the very least, you've got to comply with the UK requirements.
Are you seeing any international move to align legislation?
I'm not seeing that currently, but I do think it is something actually that would be helpful. I mean, what we do see is every time there is, a new piece of legislation, to some extent, there's a sort of an adoption of what are the latest sort of themes and trends coming out of the legislation that's most previously hit the statute books. And as I say, I come back to the French duty of vigilance law as being a good example of that helping to set a high watermark and then potentially shape, for example, what we're seeing in relation to the Swiss proposals. But are we seeing any form of international harmonisation at the moment? No. Using a sort of a bribery and corruption analogy here, we don't actually have in a sort of full international harmonisation there either. But what you do see is common elements of legislation which will then repeat across legislation for specific jurisdictions.
You mentioned this in our session just now, the parallels between the anti-bribery and corruption legislation and modern slavery. What are the parallels that you see? What can be learnt in the modern slavery context from anti-bribery and corruption legislation?
I think one of the parallels actually is at the moment we have obviously, say, take for example, you know, the French duty of vigilance law, positive duty to undertake due diligence in relation to the supply chain. What would be beneficial actually is, as we have with the UK Bribery Act, is to have effectively a safe harbour provision, a defence for companies that effectively do everything, take sort of reasonable steps, if you like, to conduct that due diligence. That, I think, would be something that would be helpful to go forward with.
Sure. Let's think a little bit around some of the changing risks that are evolving for companies as we move towards a more due diligence type approach. And this is a question that came up in our session. you think there's a bit of an assumption that brands actually have the power to act in their supply chain? Legislation's coming in saying you must be vigilant in your supply chain, all these little steps, but often brands don't have the sort of power to really shift their supply chain, particularly if they're dealing with an entrenched interest in a third-party country.
I'd come back to the UN guiding principles, and you know there is that request that companies use their leverage in order to bring about change. So I appreciate that there are practical difficulties, practical issues, but I think companies shouldn't underestimate actually the ability that they have to use leverage in these areas.
The defence would be, well, take all reasonable steps, do what you can, and you can do no more.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
What sort of evolving risks do you see around, if we're moving towards ever greater transparency, there then are evolving legal risks for companies around disclosure? If you have a situation where a company, to fully disclose, in fact, it's in breach of lots of different legislation, that then puts the company at legal risk. How do we get around that?
There is definitely a balance that has to be struck there. Yes, you know, there is a requirement to provide transparency, but at the same time, companies have got to be mindful of potentially increased litigation risk. And we are seeing a number of cases being brought against companies where, to some extent, the sort of elements of transparency that they've disclosed is being used. So that's a very sort of tricky area and one that does need to be thought through very carefully.
Someone came up with the concept of a safe harbour. How would that work in practice?
I think the safe harbour piece here actually comes back to the defence type situation that we talk about, having the sort of the defence of having taken all reasonable steps to have undertaken due diligence. There are sort of broader concepts of safe harbour that is, you know, which will be along the lines of, well, you've uncovered everything that you can, but don't hold that against us. The challenge around that is that I haven't seen that really operate that much in practice. So I think that might be a step, might be considered to be a step too far, actually.
Obviously, quite a difficult conversation to have internally, the business saying, uncover all these risks in our supply chains and our operations, rather than keep them quiet whilst trying to sort them out. It's a very difficult balance for companies to draw. Is the future then for legislation, or the ideal future, enhanced, more powerful legislation, but then that adopts this taking a reasonable steps, due diligence approach? Is that possible?
That would be a good route forward. I think that would help governments achieve what they're looking for in terms of taking steps to eradicate modern slavery or violations of human rights. Is it possible? I think it would encourage companies to do the right thing. And at the end of the day, that's what we're looking for.
Maybe it is a naive hope, but I think it'd be great if that sort of legislation could be brought forward. But at the same time, encouraging companies, as you say, to really push their work on modern slavery and human rights and not feel that simply by being transparent, they're going to be legislated against. But thank you very much, Michelle from Freshfields.
Pleasure.